There, two fists on fire. Let's go with this new little series. There it is. We're taking some aim. Say those two words with me. Stand and... Can we say it loud? One more time. If anybody's going to stand and fight for you, it's going to be you. You understand that? If anybody's going to stand and fight the devil for you, it's going to be you. You hear me or not? And that's what we started talking about at the beginning of the year. Taking responsibility. And if you ever get in that pattern of trying to get somebody else to do for you all the time, and it escalates into whining and this kind of thing, I'm telling you, well, who's going to fight the devil for you? Say, you better learn along the way. It's a good thing to be a responsible human being. Amen. Say. And as a believer in Christ, to be responsible. Okay? Fight, man. Fight the good fight of what? Faith, the Bible says. Absolutely. Let's talk about it. We're going to roll. Our time is limited, but we're going to see what we can do. Here we go, Rod. You pushed me today. Would you stand and fight? Confronting the enemy today. Confronting enemy attack. Let's talk about it. Today's message, you got to identify the enemy. You got to identify the enemy. Got to identify the enemy. You can think Clark's crazy talking about the devil and everything. Well, we're going to see how crazy I am. Come on, let's go. See what the Bible says. Jesus said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? And he'll go in and out and he'll find pasture. But the thief comes not but for the what? Kill and... But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have what? And you might have it more abundantly, or life to the full. But now you can't just say that. See, but Jesus, he's going to come give me the life. You're going to have to fight that thief and that enemy. You hear me, yes or no? Oh, you got freedom to go in and out. Sure. Mm-hmm. But don't you think there ain't somebody roaring at your heel and nipping at your heels and wanting to eat your lunch. Okay, now Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. Okay? He's given me a new life. He desires me to live life with purpose. And He desires me. It's every desire of God. It's not how God's picking on us. See, that's that old enemy again. God desires that we live life and experience life with our full what? Potential. Absolutely. Okay? No, He saved you just to not do nothing. Saved you just to, you know, just waste your life away. Is that the plan here? That's a crazy plan. That's nuts. Jesus is my good shepherd. He's a good shepherd, not a bad shepherd. He wants the very what? Best for my life. Does that mean just crazy and I just throw some money, give some money to this TV preacher and that's how God wants the best for my... Guys, I wish it was that simple. I wish you could write the devil a letter like Santa Claus and just tell him how you'd like it all. Would you please stop? And if I send you... Are you kidding me? There's a bigger purpose here. He wants to ruin your life, wreck your family, kill you, flat out. Wants to destroy you. Does not want anybody to hear about Jesus. And the best way people hear about Jesus is through your life, the way you're living your life for Christ. And you can show them a changed life and a testimony for Jesus Christ. And look what God has done in me. And look, if I'm an old nasty old sinner, He did that for me, He'll do it for you. Amen. I'm telling you, so Satan wants to absolutely eat your life. So there's a problem. There is a problem. I have a what? Come on, say it with me. I have a what? I'm sorry to break the news to you this morning. You're kidding, man. I went to church and he said, I got an enemy. I thought it was all right. You're not. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the who? In the Lord, in the power of His might. Uh-oh, got an enemy. Put on the what? Whole armor of God. That you might be able to what? Stand against the wiles of the devil. Listen, for we wrestle not, look at this word against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It sounds like a lot of opposition in that verse. Did you feel it? Say, I have an enemy. I got to stand and fight for my life. Okay? Nothing wrong with that, guys. You're a Christian. You're not supposed... I can't tell you the number of times people know I'm a preacher and they're like, well, you're a Christian. You're not supposed to think that way or do that way. Who in the world are you talking to me? I have stuff just like you got. I have to fight just like you fight. Are y'all hearing me, yes or no? Come on. It's this idea is like, oh, we walk around, ooh, Jesus loves me this. No,
Nothing ever bad ever happened to me. No, no.
I'm like the old black preacher. I mean, you might not believe in the devil, you know, or whatever, but it feels like at times he's chained to me. Fight, man. Fight. Okay? There is a what? Battle. And you know where the battle is? It's inside of me. That's where the battle's at. It wouldn't it be nice if we could blame it on Sister So-and-so? Wouldn't that be convenient, say? If I could just get rid of that preacher. If I could get rid of old Sister So-and-so. Oh, I'd have it made, wouldn't I? That ain't where the battle is, dude. That's all part of the battle. Getting your eye on somebody else instead of on the real target. Isn't that a truth, say? Called a decoy. Come on. We're all different. And the strategy of plan of attack from the enemy, say this with me, is what? It's unique to our individual what? And our past experiences. We can go through things. I might go through something, and somebody else comes along and says, yeah, yeah, I understand. You don't. You ain't me. You didn't grow up like me. You weren't made like me. You're nothing like me. Or I can try to do that to you and minimize your hurt or your pain or your struggle. Does that accomplish anything? Or would it be better if I equip you to help you fight? You understand? Nothing wrong with wanting to be helping people and being sympathetic towards people. But at the same time, we're all unique and Satan has a plan of attack. Even in warfare. The United States doesn't handle warfare in Afghanistan like they did, you know, with the Japanese. You understand? It's just different. Different strategies of attack. We're all different. We're all unique. You need to know that. See, you matter that much to God. You matter that much to God that Satan's coming after your tail. You understand? Yes or no? Uniquely you. He died for you. And I'm going to tell you something else. Satan doesn't want you to succeed. Doesn't want you to be victorious in your life. Because you've got the blood of Jesus on you. All right, now that's an awesome thing, but also it's going to cause you to be responsible. You need to be responsible. There's a battle going on. We all have a battle, and we must what? Fight, guys, come on. John said it this way. He must what? And I must what? Boy, that's a huge part of this battle. Realizing that Jesus, I need more of Jesus and less of Gary. Amen? I need more of God and less of me. I need to learn more of His ways and less of my own ways. I need more of You, Lord, to fight this battle. I protest by Your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul said it this way. Say it with me. I what? You'll learn how to fight it. He must increase. I must decrease. I need to die how much? Every day to this old flesh, to my thinking. I had to do it this week. I have to do it very often. All kinds of things I go through my head that just aren't true. It can look true. It can look right in a situation in your life. Not that that you're totally off base, but just a little bit, just to get you a little bit like this. It doesn't take much. You were doing great. Just a little bit. And you can get discouraged and start missing the target. I mean, the target's in the center. Is that right? Say, it don't take much. You missed. You understand? Missing that mark. Watch and pray that you enter not into what? The spirit is what? But the flesh is weak. So there's a battle going on. And though different, we all have the same goal. And that is, say it with me. That should be. But you got to fight for you. It is true. We've talked about being responsible to other people. Remember we talked about that when others are overtaken in a fault, we come and help them. And sometimes people need us to help stand and fight with them. Okay? Don't get me wrong. But ultimately, you do need to fight for you. You do need to fight the fight of faith. You do need to fight the spiritual battle in your life. And I have to do it in me all the time. Stand against the what? The wiles of the devil. We're just walking here. Wiles. What does that mean? It literally means strategy or plan of attack. I need to fight the strategy that Satan has against me. I need to fight against that plan of attack he has on my life. You understand? He comes at me a different way, perhaps, for sure, than he comes at you, because we're unique. We do different things. We are different people. We have different backgrounds. Things that can get me off the mark might not get you off the mark or get you off the path, but it can me, but it might not you. So he comes at you a different way. Does that make sense? So you need to stand and fight effectively and victoriously. And to do that, I must identify the enemy. I must identify the enemy. I must identify the enemy. I need to know I have an enemy. Why am I taking the time today? Clark, you're really trying to take a lot of time on this part. Yeah, because if you think you don't have an enemy, you've already lost. You know? They call them spies. People like that. You know what I'm saying? People that go to other countries and they wear their clothes, they look like them, they mix in with them real well. Well, you have one of those. He's called the devil. And he's in with you. Now, whether you want to identify him or not, if you don't want to think you have an enemy because, oh, life's good, everything, yeah, I'm going to tell you something. You've got an enemy. He's the devil. All right? Don't know if you understood that or made that clear, but we're trying. Enemy. Just a little acrostic I have. Enemy attack robs life. Say that with me. Enemy attack robs life. For me, I just call him Earl. Yep. Enemy attack robs life. Did Jesus say the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy? Did he say that? He said, I am come that you might have what? But now the thief comes to steal, to kill, and what? But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have what? Now he's the good shepherd. The other one's a hireling. He ain't the good shepherd. He's the enemy. And he comes to attack me and to rob the life that Jesus Christ has for me. Did you hear me today? Enemy attack robs life. Enemy attack robs life. Enemy attack robs life. Enemy attack robs life. When I let the enemy attack and I don't stand and I don't fight and I just let him take the ground in my life, take my day, take my hour, take my time, take my mind, and take me into something instead of being productive and doing the right thing and doing well, takes me and I follow him down the path of fear. Fear, fear, fear. And he gets me off that target. Now I'm afraid. Am I having the good life? No, all of a sudden I've got off of this, and now I'm over here and I'm focused on the fear and the being afraid and not knowing. And I'm feeling all of the kinds of feelings that I was feeling before because the enemy has attacked and he's robbed the life that I had in me just a few minutes ago or an hour ago or yesterday. Well, who's going to take care of that? I need me a good preacher. No, you need to stand up. Fight for you, man! Come on! I don't know, I don't need a Christian life, I don't need to go to church. No, you don't. You're just fine, aren't you? Hey, it ain't just about church. But if I can go to church and get myself geared up and riled up and just, you know, fired up, you know? Obviously, it ain't the whole deal. I understand that. But guys, come on, there's a battle going on. Don't you agree? Say, come on. For me to live life with purpose and experience my full potential. Listen, I must deal with this inner conflict. Now that's what I found in my life over the last several years. I can blame it on others till the cows come home and I don't get a thing done that way. Have y'all listened or not? Yes or no? Is it not so that people do hurt us and come in our life and cause us trouble? Sure they do. Well, that's going to happen. But honestly, guys, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can deal with anybody who comes against me. I really can. I can get over anybody who leaves me. Did you know you can do that? Yes or no? Sure you can. I mean, there's horrible things that come your way. I mean, even Satan really attacks when someone loses a loved one. Here someone's grieving and hurting and they lose a loved one. What does the devil come to do? I mean, he comes to sink them into deep depression, think they can't live anymore. Do you think that happens to a lot of people, say? Sure it does, guys. Lose a job. Oh, I love that job. I can't live without that job. You know you can live without that job. You can go get another job. Did you know that? Yes or no? No, I'll have to be retrained. Did you know you can be retrained? Did you know that? Say. That's the whole point. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You are not alone. The enemy is attacking. Understand? I know he's tapping his wrist. Time, 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 Clark. Time, 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 time. I love this subject, though. I love this subject. We're going to talk about it in the next couple of weeks, but we have time to go ahead and press on a little further, Rod. Here we go. Let's talk about the enemy's personality today, and we'll stop it at that. The enemy. And we're going to talk about in the next few weeks how to do this, how to fight, how to stand better, how to arm ourselves. Well, the enemy's personality, he deceives. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the who? And Satan, which what? Deceives. So he deceives. He deceives. You got to know that. I need to identify deception in my life. How am I being deceived? I had to do it this week. I had to do it this week. When I'm serving and I'm doing and I'm working hard and God's blessing and just a little bit of a tweak by the devil, just a little bit got me to fear. But thankfully, I have the Word. And thankfully, I can open up to others and I can talk to them about it and they can agree with me in the Word and show me in the Word. I need help too, guys. Do y'all just hear what I just said? Yes or no? I have people I talk to, and we're not talking to big wig preachers. I'm talking about people on my staff, people in this church, people that are just regular folk. Amen. So deception, that's what he's about. He kills. You're of your father, the who? The devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a what? He will kill. Kill your dream, kill vision, kill encouragement in your life. Kill positivity in your life and put you down, turn you into just a creep. If you let him, amen, say, come on. He lies, lie. The devil lies. It's all right to talk like that to him. You a liar. Well, people think I'm crazy. I'd rather people think I'm crazy than me live a good life and a happy life. Do you understand or not? Doesn't matter if you don't. This is the way I'm going to do it anyway. You abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him, the devil. When he speaks of what? And he speaks of his own, for he's a liar and he's the father of it. You've come to give me abundant life, a life to the full. Jesus, I know that, and he is a liar. Okay, I'm better than that. The worst thing he can do to us is make us feel like we're nothing. We're nothing. Nobody loves us. We're nothing. We don't matter. That is such big bull. Amen? Say. Come on. He tempts. When the tempter came to him, came to Jesus, he said, if the Son of God command these stones be made bread. That's Satan tempts us. God doesn't tempt us with evil, does he? No. It's the devil that tempts us with evil. I'm just talking about his personality. Pretty serious adversary we have here. You listening? He destroys. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. In the Greek, that word means destroyer. Destroyer. Now, those big old ships that are destroyers. Just imagine, that's your enemy. Wants to destroy your life. Wants to destroy your mind. Wants to destroy your thinking. Get it off of a person. Put it on where it goes. It's on that adversary, the devil. Amen. You hear me today? He accuses. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the who? Accuser of the who? Brethren, is one day, hallelujah, you're going to be cast down, which accused them before our God. How often? Day and night. That's why I'm saying this battle is within. When you accuse yourself. I'm not saying when you're wrong, you don't get convicted and you repent and do the rest. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking when you accuse yourself and you think you can't make it and you think you're no good and you think nobody doesn't love you. Well, nobody would love you because you're unlovable. See, that's who you are, right? Wrong. See, because God loved me, gave His Son for me, gave His life for me, gave His blood for me. Amen. Say. That's why we want to hug on you when you come to Fellowship Church. Some people in here, you're struggling, man. It might be the only hug you get till you come back next week. But I want you to have that hug and that love and that touch. Will you take the devil and say, hey, they love me. Fight back. Are you hearing me or not? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Good stuff. We almost done. He devours. Be sober. Be vigilant because your adversary, the who? Devil goes about as a roaring who? Lion. Seeking whom he may what? Okay, he ain't want to have no picnic with you. He's going to eat the picnic. You did picnic. Okay, come on. The enemy is hell-bent on destroying my life, my purpose, and my happiness. Who wrote that? I did. Come on. The enemy is hell-bent on destroying my life, my purpose, and my happiness. Bull! I know that ain't good language, but I'm sorry. You just got to fight, man. Fight, fight, fight. Well, that's the new message series we're starting. Hope you come back. Come on. Come on back. Come on back. And we're going to fight. Come on. Come on. I want to encourage you. And I hope you got encouragement. Oh, he just talked about the devil all day. Well, at least I told you the truth. Amen. How many would say in some way, shape, or form, you found some kind of agreement today with something on that screen? Somehow, some way, some shape, some form, some something today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, let's stand on our feet then. Good, good, good. Don't you think the Word of God is just an old book?